Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 190. This is GamerCast for the 7th of March 2010. Joining me this week is, of course, Adam.
Hello.
And Catherine.
Hi.
Yellow, yeah, right. So a couple of things we have to announce this week. One, we have a YouTube channel with stuff on.
Yes.
So if you just go to youtube.com/gamercast.net.
Isn't it? YouTube/user/gamecast.net.
Eh, it's cool. Yeah, .net actually spelled out because YouTube don't let us have a dot. So yeah,
if you just go there,
we've put up a couple of trailers and bits and bobs like that. We don't have much else on there yet, but maybe one day we will.
It's adding slowly.
Yeah, I'm thinking I may, for Final Fantasy 13, I have half the day off, so... Yeah, I've got a day and a half off, and I'm using the other day off to go see my mate in Wales, and the other half was to go snowboarding, and it got cancelled. And I was like, shall I cancel this? No, because Final Fantasy's out, so I'll just play that instead. So okay. I may do something for that.
Another little announcement we have to make as well. We now have a GamerCast blog.
Yes.
Which can be found at gamercast.net/blog.
Or you can find it on the main page as well, of course.
Well, yeah, it's aggravating.
I actually found it through Twitter.
Yeah, grats. So yeah, there's now two feeds on there. We've got a feed for the episode feed, like old school, and then we've also got a separate blog feed. And we've got, if you just want to see either episodes or blogs, we've got like either categories along the top. As well as a forum link now, if you want to go to the forums, which is portalforums.net, which is the official GamerCast forums.
Yes.
And just for anyone who's wondering, that the official GamerCast forums, because these are like some forums I've maintained for like 7 or 8 years. So instead of having separate forums, we might as well just use the forums we've got. So, yeah.
I'd also like to say our Battlefield competition. So the winner was RDH.
Something or other.
2032 or RDHR 2032, something like that. I haven't got it in front of me. But, he won the copy, and he actually received it Friday morning, so he got it in time.
Yeah, where's my copy? I want it. Can I have it? Can you send it back if you don't want it? Thank you.
He's got it already.
Can you send it back? Hello? Hello?
Not on the phone call.
I'm thinking that we might have to, on some of the other ones, when we give some more games away, we'll have to get some people that once they've, if it's a game that we haven't played, to maybe get them to do like a small review or their thoughts.
We used to do that.
Again.
Did reviews.
We actually did used to let third parties submit reviews, and they would actually
Ransom.
Show up in the episode feed.
Ransom.
Yeah, we had a couple of people do that. Unfortunately, I've deleted all the episodes.
Really?
Yeah, I went looking for them the other day, and I couldn't find any of them.
Yeah, even if it's just something written that we could read out, that would be quite cool. Just someone's feedback on what they thought of the game.
Yeah.
Just thought. Be cool.
Well, I mean, same thing with audio letters, but the trouble was Darth Ura abused it and had like 7 minute long audio letters, and it's like, okay, we're bored now.
Yeah.
And then he just went off and started his own like thing on YouTube anyway.
His own video YouTube thing, Majig.
Yeah.
For the news.
Okay, so the first piece of news we've got this week is Bududujo.
Yes, Paul might remember back on episode 179, we previously spoke of a game called Photo Fighter X, which was a DSiWare title where you could...
This was the awesome game.
It was really cool.
I'll explain. You could basically take pictures of yourselves with the DSi.
You'd have to have a friend with you.
Well, yeah, you know...
So you get a picture of your whole body. Picture of your whole body.
Fine, you explain.
No, Paul, come on, you were having fun.
Yeah, basically it's a beat 'em up, but you take pictures of yourselves and your friends to use as characters in the game, so you can actually beat a friend up.
Does the person who you're taking the picture of, do they have to stand in a set pose?
Yeah, you get set poses.
Yeah, you get a list of poses
in,
you have to stand in.
And then you get a special move as well, and you do a taunt, and you record audio for it as well. And I was on the Nintendo website a few days ago, like the start of this week, and they had it up on there. It's been taken off now. I don't know if they've put it back on. Do I want to do what?
And who now?
Go on the Nintendo Europe website.
We don't really have time for that,
I
do
know.
We?
But okay, so...
Especially since I don't even know what the website is.
Nintendo-Europe.com.
Yeah, it could have been Nintendo No-Europe.com, okay, sorry, or it could have been Nintendo.
Okay, so I was on there the other day, and it had suddenly appeared on there.
Even loading.
No, it's okay. Just let. Like, I've got your mouse. You're not allowed it. Okay. So it was.
You're clicking it wrong.
What?
You have to click it right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Paul.
What are we waiting for?
Oh shit! That's annoying. Sorry. Okay, so it was called Photo Fighter X in Japan, I think. Well, at least that was a literal translation of it. Over here, it should be called Photo Dojo, if it's actually going to come out. Who knows? It had a date, I think, of spring this year. Nope, they've still taken it off. Okay, so obviously they'd put it up and didn't actually want to put it up at the time, but it is coming out over here, which is awesome, because I am totally putting myself, Paul, and my sister in, and we're all going to beat up. Oh, and Tim. We can all beat each other up.
Yes, we will
and have...
beat Tim up.
Yeah, be awesome. On my DSi, because no one else has a DSi. But hey, yeah, so that's a DSi where kind of exclusive
DSi.
Thing.
You've got one.
But yeah, so that was really cool. I'm really happy that it's coming out over here.
Way more important news now. Aliens. Colonial Marines. Hopefully this is a game which won't suck.
Yeah, as Gearbox have finished pretty much with Borderlands now, bar DLC, they have now said that they are actually focusing back on Aliens Colonial Marines now. So that's they're right. Hoping to spend a bit more time on it, and it will actually come out.
Yeah, I mean, the screens shots they've got of it do actually look alright. But if they really want it to be a good game... they have to do better with the Marine stuff than like AVP did with the Marine stuff, because AVP was a fantastic game, but it was the Predator stuff, which is like, you know, the awesomeness. So yeah, they have to make this a really good shooter.
I think that was the thing about AVP, it was more about the aliens and the Predator, and it's either cool because you want to just shoot them, or you want to be them. But actually having Aliens, Colonial Marines, it is just going to be running on classic Colonial Marines, everything about them blowing the crap out of aliens.
If you ask me, as long as it has the scanner beepy noise and the gun, the pulse rifle, that's fine
things,
for me.
Because otherwise it would just sound wrong.
Well, yeah. That's what I thought sounded amazing about the Marines, because I got to hear it again. Because last time I heard it would have been a film or Alien Trilogy. That was the last Aliens game I really played. So I didn't play AVP that much.
What's this about Final Fantasy 14?
Okay, Final Fantasy 14, they've announced that from March 11th?
Yes.
No, March 1st, they're sending alpha copies to
people. March 1st.
Okay, so they sent them on March 1st, and I think maybe from the 11th? Okay, from the 11th, they've got a website opening up for Final Fantasy 14. They sent out alpha tests to people from March 1st. Obviously, that means I didn't get in. I got an email about getting in, but
where's my StarCraft 2 beta key?
You haven't got one. But yeah, so the Final Fantasy 14 beta
don't
has now
make me
started
laugh like
then.
The Grand
Negus. Well, that's the alpha. don't do that. So that must mean that they're quite far off as it's an alpha stage. I would have thought it might have been a bit further. But there you go. So Final Fantasy 14 is on its way.
So wait, what is this Final Fantasy 14?
It's the MMO.
Oh, it's another MMO, is it?
So it's taken on from 11.
So that means it's, according to Simon from Game Live, it's a massively multiplayer online role-playing game, sending a really annoying voice.
Is it actually set in the same Final Fantasy world as the last one was, or is it like completely different environment, different characters and stuff like that?
I've
not seen anything.
Massive
from...
Mania, ow, rocket propulsion.
I haven't really seen anything on it at all.
I know that they said that it was going to be very similar to 11 in the sense of how it was going to be portrayed, as in like the engine, the fighting system and everything like that. It was going to be running off the same sort of thing they did for 11, but I didn't hear whether or not, you know, it completely different species, characters, but still running under the vibe of Final Fantasy.
Time will tell.
So I'm kind of curious about that.
I'm sure as the alpha started, there are a lot of details will start coming out, and then everyone will know about what's going on with it.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious.
Let's talk about Portal.
Yeah, so Portal's recently had an update where they included a radio and radio transmission frequencies and all this random crap, which then led, I don't know, but it was an update that they added to it. And so, like, if you looked in the files, there were all these new audio files, which was, like, Morse code and all these other kind of transmissions. I don't know Morse code off by heart, so I listened to one, but I didn't know what it was going on about.
You didn't translate it, and nobody else on the internet bothered to do it.
I'm sure someone did. Anyway, so from that, everyone was thinking Portal 2 will be announced, and, well, next up, Portal 2 has been announced and is coming out this holiday season.
Wow.
Apart from it's not coming out on PlayStation 3.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, what a shame.
I think it's
especially after what I said last week.
Well, if you're lucky, Adam, you might be able to get it on your Macintosh.
It's a bit silly, though, because, of course, does Portal really need a sequel?
Well, supposedly it's going to have multiplayer in this one.
What?
Yeah, they're actually
how
going
confusing what? Is things going to get?
Yeah,
because unless you don't see other people's portals, because otherwise then, there's going to be portals all over the place.
Yeah, unless just randomly go through portals and end up randomly through
and you won't know where you are. And people will place them so you could just kill yourself.
I think the only thing that you could do is, if you're going round, it'll be the fact that either you can go through someone else's portal, or you get a portal set of colours. So,
yeah,
there's something on the screen that's reminding you you are
or maybe different shape portals
and the other, other person is green and red or something like that and
yeah, what they
yellow
could do,
and purple
with the Source engine they could either do it with shapes or like the Source engine has the spray paint support.
Oh yeah,
you could all have a custom spray paint and the spray paint makes up the shape of the portal.
Yeah,
so a couple of ways they could do that. There's a bit of CryEngine 3 news.
Yep, they announced a few days back that in the CryEngine 3, which is the one powering Crysis 2, as well as other things...
Which is the dumbed-down version for the consoles.
Yes.
Hopefully the PC version will not be dumbed down.
They're jumping on the bandwagon and going with 3D. So they're making it so their engine itself can do 3D tech.
Well, what's the big deal with that? You could do that, like... Anyway,
I think they
like,
mean actual, like, stereo.
Yeah, but you could do that already with, like, some NVIDIA cards...
Well, I'm
to make it happen with any game.
Well, I know you can do that, so, but no, this is actual, as opposed to... Paul, don't do that. No one can see. Anyway, so yeah. So that's just it.
Okay, cool. So they're going to the whole gimmicky thing as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was some kid today, he said he saw Avatar, and Sean asked, did you see it in 3D? And he said no, and I said, good. It's a stupid gimmick.
Well, that's the thing. If we just
it was a gimmick 15 years ago. It was a gimmick 25 years ago. It's a gimmick again today.
The thing that I must admit, I've seen Avatar a couple of times in 3D, and I really like the way it was used because I was really bothered it was going
what?
To be like at...
Adam, wait up a minute. You've seen Avatar more than once, and you've seen it in 3D those times.
Yes.
Are you okay?
I like the film. But I went to see it with my dad. He paid for it, so I didn't have to pay for it.
Okay,
but...
that's your excuse, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, put that DS down.
I was worried about it because I thought they were going to do it like if you went to Universal Studios, where everything is trying to be thrown out into the front seats, where when you actually see the film, it's more about depth of field, not about trying to go, ooh, it's going to hit you. But yeah, I agree with you, Paul.
Well, I can get depth of field from looking at it anyway, because... if there's a little person, he's probably far away. If there's a big person, he's up close.
It does work, but I must admit, after 3 hours of watching Avatar, my eyes actually started
hurting. Yeah, you went outside and everything was the wrong colours.
Yeah. But the good thing about it is, well, it's a good thing, but it's also the gimmicky thing, is not only is the images split into two to create the 3D image, but it's the way that the light is projected off the projector that stops you being able to pirate it, because the way the technology works is that if you actually filmed it and then put it on TV and sat there with the 3D specs on, it wouldn't work. So for piracy purposes, it completely makes it impossible.
FYI, I would just take two cameras in, put a red filter over one and a blue or green, whatever color it is, over the other one, record it that way, and then reproject it as those two images, and then it will work. So yeah, piracy noobs. That's how you do it.
But yeah, I'm more annoyed by the fact that it's not being done because it's new technology. It's being done because they're just trying to go against piracy. And it's just kind of like, that's not the way you should be trying to push new tech.
Hey, but, it's like Ubisoft games. Let's move on to MotoGP 0910.
Yep, demo is out.
Wait. Is this the Climax Motorsport one or the crappy Konami one?
This is Capcom.
Oh, is it Capcom?
It's Capcom.
Oh,
yeah.
Whichever one it is. Some Japanese dude.
Demo's not too bad. All of the different areas are split up, so you can go on to like the competition, single player, just standard arcade mode, and time trial. Each one of them you utilizes a different CC class. So you go from the 125 to the, I think, 250 up to the MotoGP, which would be the big bikes. I found it quite a different way of actually riding because when you pull on the analog stick, the bike will lean fully over and you can easily enough come off the track. But I found, because I was playing it on my PlayStation, if you hold, I think it was X or square, when you hold that down, he tucks in his knees and it becomes harder to steer. So it's more of a control line of just slowly moving to the left, slowly moving to the right. And then when you come up to a corner, you let go of that button. And when you lean, he will lean all the way over and put his knee down. Obviously, because it's analog, you've got the full variation in between. But it meant that if you're trying to bank left and right, you can do nice arcs without going, oh, my God, too far and off the track again, which was what I was doing until I found this button. It's not screaming anything, even though I ride a motorbike every day. To me, I actually prefer that one that we used to play on the Xbox.
Yeah, the Climax Motorsport one, which is the best one.
Yeah,
well, Climax stopped doing them a while ago.
Yeah, but it's still the best one.
It does not match up to that particular game. If you haven't played that, I would imagine that you and you like MotoGP, you probably would get on with this very well. But even from playing that previous game, I found that the controls were off compared to that. I think Climax had hit the nail on the head with that game.
Definitely.
So for me, a bit of a disappointment. I was kind of curious, thinking, "Ooh, I might actually get this," but wasn't as good. But yeah, that little button of being able to tweak to get yourself tucked in, very nice. Try it out. You might find that it might make motorsport, MotoGP sport type games a little bit more accessible to you, and you're not finding yourself in the kitty litter all the time. So yeah, pretty cool demo. Try it out.
Yeah, that was 7 years ago, Adam.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Back during the Xbox Live beta, when MotoGP was like one of the games.
Well, I never even owned the game. We used to just play it on the
Xbox Live demo.
I played the demo with you.
Yeah,
and then I remember there was a woman singing when I played it one time. I was like, oh my God, shut the hell up. But yeah.
Well, that's just the soundtrack.
Yeah.
No, Paul, I meant a person on Xbox Live.
Oh.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there was some girl and her boyfriend apparently had left her with it. So she started singing.
Okay, let's talk about Media Molecule.
Yep, so they've been bought by Sony recently. Of course, because they've, the first two titles that they've really produced, bar the little fighting kind of demo thing they did, have been both on Sony platforms.
So wait, what would I know Media Molecule
from? Little Big Planet.
Little Big Planet. Oh yeah, the game.
So yeah, they've done it as a move to secure excellence in game development for current and future PlayStation platforms.
Great. What's this red thing?
Okay, there's...
Oh, no, not American McGee.
There's two American McGee's Alice games in development, apparently.
Two?
Yeah, apparently there's two. Or there's two American...
They finished the first one
or
already.
Or there's two American McGee games in development.
Yeah.
One of the two. So he recently did Grimm.
Yeah.
Which was on, it was on a download service, but it wasn't on Steam, which I thought was really crap. I can't remember who it was, but it was really annoying. But so Red is, do I know who it's being made by? I don't think I do.
It's being made by,
no, it's being published by EA, I believe, unless it's actually being made by EA. There's not too much information on it. It was just mentioned recently because he mentioned on his on his blog or something. His, oh, no, okay, it's not.
Ow.
Sorry, I'm being a bit quiet.
Yeah, you are. What's going on? Mickey,
hoping a publisher could pick it up. Okay.
So what's going on?
I'm really confused, because I read somewhere that EA were publishing it.
Yep.
And what I've got copied here says apparently it's in pre-production stage, and American McGee's going to be at GDC, and is looking for a publisher. But then it also says at the end of that, that anyone interested in it should go to EA's table. Either way, there's two in development. One's called Red. I'm not sure on the title of the other one. It might be alright. I don't know. First one was okay. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, just a quick mention for anyone that didn't know that there's other Alice games in development. Okay, so next up as well, Naughty Bear, which has been, it got announced a while back now. Have we mentioned it previously? I don't think we have we?
I don't think we have.
No, so it's been made by A2M, who brought us Wet and a Scenic game and a few other things as well, of course.
Oh dear.
They've done a lot of licensed products.
They did the bad Scenic game.
I think they did the bad Scenic game.
And Wet, which, no offense, wasn't very good. No offense, guys. I mean, this game might be brilliant, but let's face it, your track record isn't good. No offense. I'm just saying. I mean, you guys know as much as well as we do. You know you could do better.
It looks good. This does.
Yeah, well, seen it looks good.
Anyway, so it's been developed by A2M, and it's been published by 505 Games, who I think they might only be in the UK. They might actually be in America as well, I'm not too sure. But they generally release, like, Japanese obscure games and stuff like that. But they're releasing...
With a title like Naughty Bear, this no doubt suits them.
But Naughty Bear's... I thought originally it was going to be a download title, but I think now it's actually gone retail.
Fine.
But it's now been announced it's coming out on June the 4th. And that's 360 and PS3.
Yeah, the actual concept sounds quite interesting.
But yeah, so he's a sociopathic cuddly bear who hasn't been invited to the teddy bear's picnic. He takes his revenge on his sissy mates by terrorizing them. I'm reading that, Paul. I'm sorry. Terrorizing them with knives, baseball bats, firearms, and an attitude that would earn him a stretch on the North Step. I'm sorry, Paul.
Sorry for what?
Nothing. Sorry for nothing.
You swore, didn't you?
Yeah, I
I've
was...
I've got to edit that.
I was reading the text. I'm sorry, Paul.
Let's talk about a new rubbish race driver grid reload game,
okay,
shall we?
All it is
because
really...
we know how rubbish grid is.
Apparently it won a BAFTA.
Anything can win a BAFTA. FIFA won a BAFTA.
Okay, so they're doing a platinum edition of Race Driver Grid on PS3 only.
Fun.
Which is called
Race
Driver Grid.
Well, yeah,
because
on Xbox it's called Classics.
I know. Race Driver Grid Reloaded. It's coming out March the 12th. No, March the 11th.
It's what? Coming out in March.
We'll launch in PAL territories on March 11th and March 12th in the UK. But we're PAL territories.
Yeah, but UK, we always get on a Friday.
The Australia get them on Thursdays.
I don't know, dude. It
okay.
doesn't matter.
Anyway,
let's
sorry.
Just go.
Sorry, I'm just working up over nothing. Anyway, so it's PS3 only. It's still the original game, but all it is you're paying $24.99 and you get £10 worth of new DLC.
Whoop-dee-doo.
In the box. So that's like cars.
Why is this even in the news?
Because it was announced. Comes with DLC.
What's this Fist of the North Star jobby?
One of the best animes ever.
Yeah.
Wait. Fist of the North Star.
You haven't seen it.
So are they trying to, like, say that Polaris has some sort of fist coming out of it?
He has...
It would take too long to explain.
He's got... Does it say there?
The star is not he or a she.
He's got 7 scars on his chest that are shaped in the... It's got, like, the North Star in it.
So it's got a picture of a star, a round circle.
No, he's got 7 scars on him.
Yeah, he is the fist
scars?
Of the North Star, and
which
there was someone who was fist
like,
of the South Star.
Star-shaped.
It's a really old 80s manga, which is very cool.
Anyway, so Fist of North Star being an awesome anime, not the remade anime, but the original stuff, really good, and of course the comics that it was based off of. But, so, you play as Kenshiro.
Who's that? Is that this Polaris bloke?
Yeah. He's got 7 scars on his chest, and he was chosen to, like, protect the weak in this, like, total dystopian world that's in ruins.
So this star is also a person?
Kenshiro is a person.
And he's the star?
He's got 7 scars on him!
He's just
shaped
known as the
like
fist of the North Star.
The thingy.
Oh, so it's not really Polaris. Like,
it's his title.
Because obviously we wouldn't really want a massive star
no,
coming
Paul,
into
it's
our
not
solar
a star.
System.
You don't play as a star, you play as a guy.
He plays a guy and he has a title, and his title is known as the Fist of the North Star.
Well, can I just say, what a lame title. Have some cool title like Mr. Super Epic Dude.
Okay, anyway, it's being made by Koei, who bring us, of course, the Dynasty Warriors games. And
or as
like
Adam them. Says, Destiny Warriors.
Yes. Dynasty Warriors games. So it's the same kind of style, except of course you get to play as Ken, and you do all his super awesome moves, which like kill people
even
in one.
Even Super Awesome's a better title than Fist of Northstar.
The classic bit where his hands go really fast and he screams, and the person doesn't like he gets punched, and then all of a sudden he explodes.
Yeah, because like I watched a video, and you've got him doing the kicks like that and the punching, and it's like awesome. You also get to play as loads of other characters, so like Jaggy, and I'm not sure who else you can play as, but I saw the video. Don't do that. I saw the video, and it was kind of crazy because there's lots and lots and lots and lots of characters when everyone just wants to play as Ken anyway. But yeah, so it's using the Dynasty Warriors engine. They've slightly revamped it, so it's got destructible environments. And it's going to have loads and loads of enemies on screen at once, and it's going to be awesome. And it's coming out at some point.
In time.
Yes.
At right, let's talk point. About Just Cause 2, the really fun game where it's like, I don't even know what it's like, it's probably like the first one.
Just Cause 2, the game with really dodgy cutscenes, you have a grappling hook.
I don't know, all I know is
crazy
I started
like the guy out of Bionic Commando, and you have a bum bag that has a million parachutes in it.
All I know is, I started off and I'm a dude on a parachute.
Yeah.
And then I got bored. I think I tried to land on Sonic and I didn't, and then I just got bored.
I've been playing this non-stop all of Friday.
The demo, yeah?
Yeah.
Obviously.
I was put off by the first one. I thought exactly the same about this one. I was having a chat with my mate saying, oh, it'd be really cool if they did it realistic where you land and you have to try and do some button bashing to screw up your parachute and stuff it back in a rucksack. And he's like, nah, it's just overdone and it's just cool for that reason. I was like, nah. So I downloaded it, had a go, and it's incredibly addicted after a while. And the demo actually shows the map, and the map is absolutely massive. Yeah. I must admit, the area that you get for the demo is pretty big, but the area in total I think is a lot larger than Grand Theft Auto 4's area.
You've got 35 square meters.
Yeah, and the fact that you can fly around in helicopters, planes, skydive out whenever you want. I've been practicing my skill of being able to lasso the back end of a car with my grappling hook and get it to pull me along. It's very unrealistic because you can pull a parachute out whenever you want. You can swing from helicopters. You can move from car to car with your grappling hook, but I must admit, it is a lot of fun. And that's the thing, it does seem very unrealistic, the cutscenes seem really dodgy, but it kind of reminded me a little bit of Burnout, where you're trying to do all this destruction, you need to get points for it. You get a similar thing here, you're going around, you kind of like blow up a gas mains pipe, and it just goes vroom. And you get points for it. You start destroying these buildings and other things that are all to do with the bad guys that are ruling these set of islands or whatever, the area. So it's not just going around shooting people. It is doing massive chaos, and you get chaos points and stuff. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I was like driving this car, and they're shooting at me, and the back wheels have been... the rubber's come off, and I'm sparks are coming everywhere, and I'm not going to make it. And I literally just drive the car off the cliff, jump out, pull the parachute, and swing round, and I literally aimed at the guy that got out of his car at the cliff face who's shooting at me, fired my lasso chain thing at him, and then aimed it at something across the valley, and he pulled him right across into the middle of nowhere, and he just went, and I must admit, it's just fun. I would probably say to anyone who's seen anything of Just Cause 2 and maybe hasn't played the first one and you're thinking about it, I would definitely recommend the demo because it might not be for everyone. The sense of lack of realism may put you off, so I would say definitely go play the demo. It's a lot of fun, and then see what you think. But the map, amount of space, this comes down in price, definitely getting it.
Yeah, there was a comment left on the Just Cause 2 video we posted up, just asking if you could like pilot aircraft and stuff. So
yeah, you can. I was literally flying.
You can do anything.
Yeah, I got.
Really? Can I make the entire universe explode?
No, you can't do that, Paul.
I was getting a plane that had no guns, flying it over a military base, skydiving down, parachuting at the last minute, jumping in a helicopter, flying away, being chased by other helicopters, and just as they're blowing it up, I would jump out, lasso to that helicopter, kick the guy out, and nick his helicopter. Oh, it's
so
amazing.
Quite realistic then. A bit similar.
Oh, so unrealistic, it's unbelievable, but it's a lot of fun.
For those who obviously check out our new GamerCast blog, they would have also seen that there's a new Tomb Raider game announced, even though it's not Tomb Raider, it's just something called Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light.
Yeah.
So this is a downloadable jobby.
Yeah, so it's been developed by Crystal Dynamics, who are the guys that brought us the three newest Tomb Raider games that have come out. So the three good, really good ones. So they announced this back on the 5th, maybe? I had no idea that they were going to announce a new one, because of course the last thing that we saw of new Tomb Raider games was their survival horror with bows and arrows and dinosaurs, and it looked a bit weird if you ask me. But this is like totally different. It's a downloadable only title. It's not going to be a full retail version. There's multiplayer co-op in it, so one person will play as Lara, another person plays as some other character who is totally unknown at the moment. There's a few screenshots that were posted on the blog entry as well, and you can find those on the net as well, which show that there's a lot of emphasis on puzzle solving and things like that. So getting together with people and trying to figure things out. I don't know if they've totally dropped Tomb Raider as a name. I hope they haven't. Just because it's a well-known
name. Yeah, I'm guessing that they may have dropped it because they wanted to show it's different for a downloadable game.
Well, yeah, because the one thing that I'm hoping is that they've called it Lara Croft because it isn't in the series. Because Crystal Dynamics is still actually in... Well, they're developing this as well as the new Tomb Raider game.
Yeah.
So hopefully the new Tomb Raider game will still be called Tomb Raider. So people then just don't get confused.
Yeah, a good way of kind of saying it's still Lara Croft, but this is different. It's a side thing. It's downloadable. And you still get your Tomb Raider retail.
Mm. But yeah, so it's being shown at GDC. I think GDC is this week. But it's not for everyone to see, so it's going to be like in closed doors. But hopefully then from then on something else will be shown about it. So I'm interested in it, but the screenshots themselves look a bit... I don't know, I don't really like the camera angle, but of course you need that kind of camera for a puzzle-solving kind of multiplayer game. I don't know, could be cool. Okay, so next up is there's a new Sims expansion that's been announced.
Yeah, Sean told me about this yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Is he excited about it?
Oh, Sean's always excited about everything.
Okay.
So, basically, it's called Sims 3 Ambitions. And instead of just having a career as this building, you just go off and... don't touch my screen.
What? I'm just pointing out the things to you because you seem to be talking about it.
Oh, I'm not reading that. I'm just saying what I know.
Okay.
I'm not reading the show notes.
Fine, don't read my show notes. You can read the show notes.
I'll go back to buying GTA 4 off play.
Aww.
That's only 10 quid.
Yep.
It's 20 quid on Steam.
Do you get achievements?
Yeah, it's live game.
Ooh. Okay, so am I talking about this now as you've kind of left it?
Yeah, screw it.
Fine. Okay, so next Sims 3 expansion, because...
Yeah, so basically...
Is this the first one?
This is like, well, they did...
they did the...
The first one, then they did that content pack. What was the first one called?
It was the Advent... No. What? No. It had Adventure, didn't it?
World Adventures. Adventures.
So that was actually an expansion pack. Yeah. I thought it was like a different kind of thing.
Design and high tech stuff.
Well, yeah, I knew there was
content
that.
Content pack.
Okay, so this is then the second expansion pack. What it's going to do, like you did with Sims 1 and Sims 2, you'll get the ability to have different kinds of jobs. So what Ambitions does is it gives your Sims more ambitions that they can lead to. So you could be, for example, a ghost hunter.
Yeah, cause that's a worthwhile endeavor.
A mad scientist. Not that a mad scientist is an actual job title. A doctor, firefighter, anything like that. You could become an architect and change the look of the town.
An inventor.
Become an inventor and do makeup gadgets. You could become a PI and solve cases. That sounds quite nice if that actually happens, though, because it says you could become a PI solving dozens of cases as
solving
you realize...
Solving Dungeons and Dragons.
Paul, don't make fun of me. Solving dozens of cases as you realize your quiet little town isn't as quiet as you thought it was. That'd be quite nice.
One question, because I haven't played Sims 3 yet. on Sims 3, with the job system already there, when you go to a job, is it like the others where your character just disappears and then comes back?
Yeah, they disappear inside a building.
So you don't actually get to control him while he's doing the job?
No, you can see where he is.
So you can go to his workplace.
And, like, just...
watch him. Do not... well, do work.
Know that he's in the frame of view behind these walls and stuff, but you can't actually do anything with him.
Right. So this one is... you're going to give jobs that you can have something to do, or do you think it's going to
be... basically go off and do these things yourself and control the character.
I always thought it would have been a really good expansion if you had them so that you had, you know, four really good high-up jobs, like a doctor, a lawyer, or, you know, things like that. And the Sims game went into the job world. So you actually had to control them, deal with the boss and stuff like that, and try and keep your job without getting fired. That always seemed weird, the sim always just disappeared, and you know, I always had two, so I had another one to control.
Well, the thing is, most jobs, let's face it, are boring.
Yeah.
That's true. And of course, the thing is, if you added something like that, then you're adding a whole new kind of game to
element,
the game itself.
Yeah. Which I always thought, that would be perfect for an expansion pack. You know, they had the one, I always liked it in Sims 2, where you had the whole going to university, where the because of the life cycle, you had that extra area of your sim was at uni and then eventually would come and get a home and be in the rest of the Sims 2 world. But yeah, cool.
Okay, so Red Dead Redemption.
Wait a minute, according to Games website, the speed of downloads will depend on the strength of your internet connection. Plus one strength.
Yes, Paul. Thank you. Okay, so Red Dead Redemption. Are you looking forward to that at all? From that video? Do you remember the video?
Cowboys and shooting
Let's face
stuff.
It, I'm not a fan of such primitive culture.
I know that, but that video, when they were explaining the weapons
the video was really
and
cool,
the history behind
obviously
it.
Obviously the game might just suck.
They did okay with GTA 4.
It's
hey, look,
Grand Theft Auto
cowboys. You're looking at buying GTA 4 right now.
No, I'm not.
Come on.
I'll quickly look at Napoleon.
Okay, so Red Dead Redemption, which was originally coming out in April over here, as well as in North America, has been pushed back to middle of May at the moment.
Ooh. It's for polishing, though.
Yes,
so.
This is because they want to polish and fine-tune the game as much as possible, because they don't want to release something buggy.
Like everyone
else does
these days.
I can live with that.
I think it's a little annoying because it's now being released around when other things are being released. So Alan Wake comes out around that time as well. But yeah, so that they pushed it back. They have a reason for it. I'd rather them not hand out a super, super buggy game.
Yeah, because then it just becomes majorly disappointing compared to it being all nice and polished.
Yeah. Okay, so next up, a small thing, because we mentioned previously about how Xbox Live original games was going down. Is that how you'd say it?
Yeah, the
Xbox,
actual
playing
the server.
The original Xbox games on yeah, 360
live. Xbox
on live.
One Live has been shut down.
So they've also mentioned, because of course loads of people, well, do loads of people still play Halo 2?
No.
Some people still play Halo 2. The loyal fans are actually being rewarded for their loyalty, as of course they're shutting it down. Actually, that's this month, isn't it? They're shutting it down?
14th of April.
Oh, April, okay. So it's been shut down quite soon. That's still fairly soon, about a month away. And they're going to reward their loyal customers by giving the people who played Halo 2, I'm not sure how they choose who's loyal. There's got to be some reasoning to it. But they're giving them 3 months of gold for free on Xbox Live, 400 Microsoft points to spend on whatever they want, as well as an invitation to the Halo Reach multiplayer without needing ODST. I think that's quite nice. Rewarding
sure
the people who are playing the really old game.
I'm guessing they're looking at login times for playing that game.
Yeah.
With their gamer tags and just taking those people and going, those are the people that have been playing it for ages and being loyal to that game and constantly keeping the use of the servers and giving them something for their troubles of saying, sorry, we're taking this away from you.
Yeah.
What was that?
Does it not have it?
I don't know.
Okay, so yeah, so that was quite nice of Bungie to be doing that, as well as Microsoft, like, teaming
cool.
up with them about it. Last up on our news is Scribblenauts...
Scribblenauts 2!
Yes, as Paul just said, Scribblenauts 2 has been confirmed.
Hopefully it'll be on PC. Is it?
DS only, Paul.
Screw them. I want a PC version.
Okay, so it's in the April magazine well, the April issue of Nintendo Power, which is their official Nintendo magazine over in America. A few things have been confirmed about it. I'm not entirely sure on all the aspects, because it's in the April issue, which will be coming out probably fairly soon, or it might just be out now. But of course, we can't get copies of Nintendo Power over in the UK, unless you like buy them on eBay or import them or something like that. But it's been confirmed they changed the controls, so you can now control Max with the D-pad and not just the stylus, because of course that was so buggy.
Oh god!
And
yeah.
You'd have him like go off the ledge of like something and die just because it thought you'd pressed it somewhere, and it was annoying. As well as that, they've revamped. It says, I'm not entirely sure, because of course there's not much information on it yet, but one place I found said there's 120 new levels. Another place said that they've been revamped. The main reason for this is they're making it so you have to put more thought process in when solving the puzzles.
Yeah, so, I saw...
So you can't
no
just
more jetpacks.
Yes, well, you can still use them, but you won't be able to use them for every level.
Yeah.
So I use jetpacks and UFOs all the time.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't really think that much. Because I'm obviously.
I keep finding the odd different thing that I start using again and again. Like when I found the shrink ray, I started using that quite a lot for different things. I think you start finding your own little tool bag of bits and bobs.
And then they're kind of like your safety net that you just always use.
Yeah. I think what... I can't remember... Does it actually list everything that you've ever used?
No.
What would be really nice is once you've found it once, it kind of like fills in a dictionary, and you have a blank dictionary that you have to fill in yourself when you find something. So that once you've had it once and you're kind of like, I remember using something that was like a ray gun, but I can't remember what I wrote down to get it. You could go back to the dictionary and flick through and actually find it and a picture and maybe a little description to say what this might do for further reference. Because I keep forgetting stuff. I go like, I remember doing something that was cool and I can't remember what I called it and to get that to come up.
It would be nice. So like if they did it, so like... achievements or whatever, and you just have like a whole dictionary that you can flick through, and then you get question marks for the things you haven't got.
Yeah, because most of the stuff
you
I
just
find,
have records.
I think I find more stuff than most people because I'm dyslexic and I can't spell anything, so I always spell it wrong. So it comes up with a list of what it thinks I've said, and I read them out and go, "Oh, I never thought to write that in." Click on it, and I find something cool every time.
But yeah, so that's cool, I thought, because then they're making it harder for people. Although I found the first one quite hard in some places. So
yeah,
it might be like
it
might be super hard. They've added 10,000 new adjectives, not items, adjectives, and you have the ability to string them together to words, so you can have a happy bear, a laughing monkey, I can't think of another thing. Think
crazy leprechaun.
There you go, a crazy leprechaun. Yeah. Anything like that. I'm not sure how many possibilities there'll be, but it'll be quite nice to be able to string things together, because of course the whole one word thing was a bit annoying, if you ask me. They're adding some stuff to the level editor, upgrading the physics engine, and they're changing the hint system to make it more helpful. All that said, it's set to come out fall this year, so in the third quarter at some point, unless it gets put back.
I'd go nuts if they ever made a Scribblenauts that was actually kind of like not great 3D, but okay 3D, and was a downloadable game for Xbox and PlayStation.
Rant of the week.
Okay, so for this week's rant of the week, we have one little thing. One little thing.
Little? Is it any little? Are you sure? Not big.
I don't actually have Silent Hunter 5 yet because of obviously the DRM, but from what I've seen in screenshots and everyone moaning on the forum, there's no fracking compass on the user interface, so there's no easy way to flip and steer your boat. Okay, moving along, we had a couple of
that
letters.
That was quick.
I'm trying to move along.
Okay.
And now I can't even cut that where I was going to now because you interrupted.
I'm sorry.
So Paul's second rant of the week is, don't mess with me. And put that DS away. We're on letters now. You can help
know,
letters.
Can I?
Yes.
proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights.
Okay, so first off, let's read Bobman's letters first. So, I mean, I'm not going to actually read all this because it is quite a bit. He notes that... So last week we said that Just Cause, I believe, doesn't have an XP version.
Yes, we did mention
and
that.
It uses DirectX 10. Well, Bobman just wanted to remind everyone that you obviously need hardware which is DX10 yes. compatible too. I have DX10 compatible hardware.
Me too.
Catherine has DX... Everyone has DX10 compatible hardware now. Apart from, obviously, Adam. No offense. No offense.
Poor Adam.
If we were doing this on YouTube and we had a webcam, I'd have a sad face now.
Yeah.
Sad face.
I mean, you could. I don't have any DX11 compatible hardware, so I can't play AVP with DX11.
Well, you can't play Colin McRae Dirt 2 with DX11.
Well, you know.
What am I missing? Saying. Sorry, what am I missing out on again? Did you say Just Cause 2?
Just Cause 2 doesn't run on XP.
So we're talking PC-wise.
I'd buy it on the PlayStation. Why not us?
Buy it on the Xbox. Get your gamer score up. Everyone can see what your gamer score is on the website, mate. You know, you need to get it up because you look embarrassing. Oh, Bobman also says there's nothing wrong with XP. Just because it doesn't look good, blah, blah, blah. Uses less resources, blah, blah, blah. Plays some games better than Sema does. Windows XP is rubbish. It's 9 years old. It's a security train wreck nowadays. Kill it. Okay, just kill it. Anyone using XP, upgrade. If your computer can't upgrade, throw it out. He also says about the Steam for Mac. So last week, Adam, I think, sort of jokingly said, what about a Mac version of Steam? This is going back to last week. We talked about the new user interface, and it's uses actually WebKit for its browser renderer now instead of using Trident. So a lot of people were speculating about a Mac version. I said at the time, there's no Mac version officially announced.
Yeah.
I said it like that rather than say, a Mac version, don't be stupid, because obviously it hadn't been announced. And yeah, so he was just wanting to point us in the direction of the rumours.
I can say that. So last week as well, Charlotte asked what everyone does while they're listening to the show, because she does the washing up usually, or something like that. Adam said how he used to browse the internet, was it?
He doesn't listen.
I know. But well,
when I was listening to the one show I have listened from start to finish, because obviously I'm on the show, so
not always.
You're not always on it. You had a couple of weeks off.
But the comment was made that when I'm not on it, I didn't listen to the show. So I listened to the show so that I knew what was going on. And while I was listening to the show, I was surfing the internet doing my research for the next show. But normally when I'm listening to podcasts in general, I'm normally doing the washing up or I'm at work.
Yep. All right, Bobman just wanted to say that he...
sits at his PC while listening to the show and browses the web. However, he used to listen whilst driving and travelling around while munching energy sweets.
I know, I think we scared the crap out of him once while he was driving to work when we said something on the show. I think it was when Stu was on there. Something to do with a loud noise or something like that, and I think we did scare him while he was driving.
Yes, indeed. So Charlotte says, "Hi guys."
Please read it properly. Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Okay. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
It doesn't say that.
As a suggestion, Catherine should go to Lara Croft Way dressed up as Lara Croft and get a photo for GamerCast! ! I think the way Adam was playing Heavy Rain was really interesting, playing it for the characters and not as the player.
Huh?
I don't know. That's a direct reading.
What she means by that is how I was describing where each character, I was already deciding at the beginning how I wanted to play that character.
So the way that
I got the information from them, I started thinking, this is their thought process, this is the type of person they are, so I'm going to make sure that they're always the choices, even though there is a choice, that person would pick that one. So I wouldn't pick the choice, I'd let the way that the character's thinking pick the choice.
I also had somebody... This is actually a letter for episode 60. Which
That's
was
160.
Called, yeah, episode 160, which was called Millions of Expansions. And they just said, Paul, you're gross. You burped on the show and didn't say anything. Sad face.
Yep.
So yeah, Bobman also just follows up again with the Steam rumors, because there were a bunch of those ads done in the style of a lot of Apple ads, like over the last 20, 25 years. So yeah, they're probably going to end up porting their Source engine to the Macintosh.
Yep.
They haven't actually said when or any details yet. So yeah, you'll be able to play 5- and 6-year-old PC games on your Macintosh.
Yay!
And maybe Portal 2.
Yay!
See, Adam's happy now. And then he'd be on Steam more.
Yeah, and I'd be on every time I turn the computer on.
I can invite him to play Empire Total War and then watch the sad face.
Right.
Sorry, Adam, what was that?
I don't have a translator for it.
Okay, well, sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, what's next? Is that it for the letters?
I was about to say people can leave their feedback at gamercast.net and send an email to feedback@gamercast.net or leave it on the forums, portalforums.net, blah, blah, blah. Get in contact with us. If you've got audio letters, we can play them as well, etc., etc. So let's kick things off with this week's... Is no one going to say it?
I thought I'd then talk it.
I was going to let someone say it and then just like put it over the top.
Oh.
Name that game.
Thank you. So let's actually do that now, shall we?
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Right, so last week, I've actually decided I'm going to play last week's clip in the show now.
That's cool.
Because, you know, every week you do it. Every week, and every week I say I'm not going to do it, so I'm just going to do it from now on. So if this was last week's Name That Game...
Felicitations, my child. You have completed your training. Pray, tell me your quest.
The death of my mother.
Oh, your mother!
And we actually had nobody guess what it was.
What was it?
It does actually say on the screen now, but I'll just cover it up.
I'm not looking at it.
It was Giant Citizen
Kabuto.
Oh, really? Oh, no, and I've played that game. My brain was thinking that, and I was like,
You and your Giants.
So, yeah, we had a couple of guesses from people all wrong. What did you guess?
I just said an adventure game. I didn't guess an actual game. Oh. So we both got zero.
I think Sean said... Heavenly Sword or something.
What?
So you're way out, Sean.
You haven't even played Heavenly Sword, so you wouldn't even know what to cut from it.
I've just listened to the last week's one, and yeah, it does sound like that, but it was the fact I did not play as the Queen's Daughter in the game, so I didn't recognise that part of it. I should have gone
actually,
on my instinct.
Here's a little story. I was actually going to have the sound of the mech dudes falling, because they go, wah, 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 wah. I was going to have that, but I couldn't find it anywhere.
Aww.
See, I would have probably laughed my head off if you'd actually used the bit with the Jimmy!
Yeah, but that was
everyone would have known what that is. Paul quotes it all the time.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
What the heck? A Kabuto. I love the bit where it's like, ooh, pub, top.
Right, so let's play this week's...
Enough Giants.
Adam, if you got it there ready?
I'm listening to it now.
Okay.
I haven't the foggiest clue.
No? Have you got a clue, Catherine? I'll give everyone a hint, because this is obviously going to be quite difficult, I suspect, for everyone. It's older than Giant Citizen Kabuto.
Oh, wow. Is it an RTS? I think it's an RTS.
I was thinking that it sounds like an 80s PC game. Straight away. That was my first vibe from the sound quality of it.
RTS?
No comment. I mean, if you've got a specific game to guess, we can... enter that into the...
No, I have no idea. I'm just going to say it's an RTS. I think I'm probably wrong.
Adam?
No, I know. I'm saying it's going to be a PC 80s game. That's as close of a guess I can come up with.
Let's just... I'll record your answers down, because they're very unspecific, and I'm sure I'll forget by next week. Catherine thinks it's an RTS.
Not a new one, of course, an old one.
Adam says 80s PC game.
80s? Could be 90s.
All right, so if you think you know what it is, feedback at GamerCast.net. Leave a comment on the blog at GamerCast.net. Use forums, portal forums, up there. You know the score
Twitter,
by now.
Twitter, everything like that.
Yeah, whatever. If you think you know what it is, I think, again, I'm going to, like, totally, like...
You're too good at this, Paul.
Pwn you guys again.
Are we going to do it so I do it sometimes?
We might occasionally, like, if I'm off sick, maybe we can...
Oh, if you're off sick, what?
If we had the time, I think what would be really cool is if we, all three of us, maybe took it in turns.
Hell no.
What would be really
crazy
if
we actually had... This is my moment each week that I look forward to.
Aww.
That's because you look forward to no one winning, that's why.
And your face suckers.
Releases this week.
Okay, so DSi XL came out on Friday. I didn't mention this last week because
I
didn't need a mention. It's just a bigger version of DSi.
Yep.
Okay, so Final Fantasy 13 is out
on Tuesday.
Whoop-de-doo. As well as the game, there is special edition consoles. Well, special edition 360 is coming out. It's
bigger hard drive.
Yeah.
It's got 250. It's like the Super Elites for Forza and Modern Warfare.
But yeah, so it's the next Final Fantasy game. I have my copy. I haven't played it. I might play it soon. I don't know.
Yakuza 3 is also coming out Friday.
Yes. Yakuza 3 is the sequel to Yakuza 2, of course.
Really?
Yeah. You wouldn't think it, would you?
Wow.
So, follows the same kind of thing as the Yakuza series. Set in Japan. Your
Only
Yakuza
without
guy.
Japanese people. Was that what they cut from it?
They didn't cut Japanese people from it.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so it's the, it hasn't been dubbed. It has subtitles. So they kept all the Japanese in, but of course they've had to translate all of that. So they cut a few things out of Yakuza 3, which we mentioned last week, I'm quite sure.
Last week or
so
week before.
So they cut out the hostess clubs and a few other really Japanese things. So, yeah, that's out.
Sonic.
I'm just going to say as well, Classic. It's also got the soundtrack in the versions that you buy in stores.
Is that a proper soundtrack?
Apparently,
like
a 31-track soundtrack. I saw an image and it had two CDs in it, so hopefully, yeah.
Okay, cool. Because a lot of things are doing downloadable content
ones
on the actual disc, which you can only play on your console, and they're stupid, like Dante's Inferno. Yeah, Sonic Classic Collection's also out Friday.
Yep, that's out on DS, and it's got four of the original Mega Drive games, which is Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic the Hedgehog 2... Wait, my thing only has two games in it.
Oh. What's up, dude? Don't do that.
If it's got four, wouldn't that mean that it's just got Sonic 1, 2, 3 and Sonic and Knuckles?
I don't know.
Actually,
she's
confused
because
now because
that's
of her
saying,
notes.
My notes are saying it's got a new save feature, which of course 1 and 2 didn't have, but 3 had a save feature.
Yeah.
As well as Knuckles. So it's probably 1, 2, 3, Knuckles.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Okay, Where's Samurai 3?
Samurai
we mentioned
3.
That last week. Got pushed back. It's come out this week, unless it gets changed again. Same with Machinarium, because that got pushed back as well.
Fat Princess Festival of Cake.
Yep. So
I managed to get one in.
Yeah. Fat Princess coming out on the PSP. This is from the success of the PS3 version. Did I just say it's coming out on PSP or PS3?
Whatever.
PSP.
Okay. So yeah, it's coming out on the PSP. Has new levels, new modes, new mayhem.
Dawn of War 2 Chaos Rising.
I don't know much about Dawn of War games. New RTS.
Let's ask Tim. Dear Tim, can you please explain to us what a Dawn of War is?
Dawn of War 2 is
you start.
It's sequel to Dawn of War 1 based off the Warhammer 40k franchise. This one is more like Commandos instead of like Dawn of War 1, which was kind of like proper RTS.
Yeah.
So and this is the sequel game.
It's got a new level cap.
It's
got a new level cap of 30.
This will also be
releasing a Game of the Year edition. I'm not sure if the game
pack.
I'm not sure if it's featuring that expansion pack. I could not find info.
It'd be really stupid if it didn't.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought. But yeah, it's got new war gear, new heroes on the battlefield, and that's in single and multiplayer modes.
Avalon Code is also coming out from the people who did Harvest Moon and Rune Factory.
Yep, it's a DS RPG that's coming out. It should be cute.
And for the kids, there's a new Ben 10 game coming out.
Yeah, it's coming out on everything bar PS3.
Cool.
Oh, and PC. I thought it was quite weird because it's coming out on 360. But so Ben 10, Alien Force, Vilgax Attacks. So it's just a new Ben 10 game. It'll sell loads. It's Especially on DS, because they always do.
Resident Evil 5 is also being re-released.
Yep, they're releasing a gold edition of Resident Evil 5, which includes the two DLC packs that recently came out last week and the week before, which is Lost in Nightmares and Desperate Escape. It's got both those game modes and the costumes that you got in the DLC.
And there's also Eye of Judgment Legends, which is out on the PSP.
Yeah, they're releasing the Eye of Judgment game on the PSP. You don't get a camera with it or anything like that. There's no physical cards. All it's done is taken all the cards and the gameplay from the PS3 and shoved it in a PSP game.
And that's how we do new releases. Yes. Right, let's kick things off with the reviews and hopefully they go just as fast.
Okay.
Once people get past name that game, they just like zone out.
Well, because that's the best part of the show. That's all everyone listens for, name that game.
Ever since we've started doing Name That Game, we've had a massive increase in listeners.
Uh-huh.
Because people have to listen to the next one to find out the answer.
It couldn't have to do with anything else.
Previews and or reviews.
Okay, so Bioshock 2, I reviewed it a couple of episodes before. I just want to mention, I finished it. I thought the end was quite nice. Way better than the first game.
Oh, I need to finish it.
No silly boss fight or anything like that. There was an awesome section in it, I thought. I'm not going to spoil anything for anyone that hasn't played it.
Yeah, that's a short review.
It was awesome because I didn't think that I'd get to do it. And especially when you saw a transition of stuff, I was like, wow, this is really cool.
I was like, wow, what a gimmick, right.
And it also had some, had some awesome new tonics in it. So in the first one, of course, you had all the tonics. Usually you'd find them all or you could get them from the Gatherer's Garden. But one that I thought was really nice, I can't actually remember the name of the tonic now. But
Epic Win.
It was called Fountain of Youth. And there's a lot of water around in the levels, as there was in the first game, of course.
There's even more in this one.
Well, there's more in this one. That's because it can fall on you. That's the only reason for it. But it meant if you were standing in water, your health and Eve would regenerate. I thought that was the best tonic ever. Although I was a bit disappointed because the camouflage tonic, which I thought was the best one in the first one because it meant nothing ever saw me, was not as good in the second game. I think the cooldown time for it, for you to become invisible, was a bit longer. But yeah, so that's that. I would give it a 4 out of 5. Ignoring the multiplayer completely.
And ignoring all the crashes.
Yeah, and ignoring the crashes.
Because it is a rather buggy game.
It was very buggy, but I got through it in the end. Okay, so next up, I downloaded the Heavy Rain DLC that I got with the Special Edition, which is called The Taxidermist. Like the first game, I'm not going to spoil anything at all for it. But it was very short, which I suppose is okay, because it had multiple endings. It was very high tension.
Have one thing to admit about it. I was sat by myself in the dark when I was playing it, and I got scared, so I turned it off.
Adam?
Oh, I didn't get scared.
It was just scary. The tension just got a little bit too much for me.
It is quite a lot.
And I just like, I want to get out. I just started getting that feeling, I need to get out. I thought, I'm going to play this when I'm in a better frame of mind, and just cancelled and came out of the game and thought, I'm going to play that later. I'm going to play Dragon Age instead.
I think that's really cool. Adam. Well, no, because you have that feeling, because when he hears you there, and then if you walk on a floorbed and dust comes down and it's like, oh no, I'm if everyone's aware that I'm here, what do I do?
Run away.
And you know, front door's locked. How do I get out? I thought it was cool.
I haven't even got that far.
No.
But I could see that happening. My brain was looking at everything as I was in that place, and straight away, I was already near enough finishing the game in my head, and by that point, I found myself up that much. I was like, I need to get out. It's kind of like that claustrophobic, don't be here, don't go upstairs, what are you doing sort of thing.
Yeah.
In a horror movie. And I was just kind of like, just calm down, come out of the game, and play it later.
It was very horror movie-esque, I must say, the expansion. You weren't playing it. I wasn't that scared.
Compared to the... It was because I was in the flat by myself and it was dark and I didn't have many lights on. To be honest, I did like it because it had a different vibe to...
Or fear.
The main part of Heavy Rain.
Yes.
In the sense of it felt a lot more thriller horror than just thriller drama, kind of like the other one. So I liked it because it really showed that the stage for Heavy Rain could be used in a different manner than it was for the main part of the game. And I really did like that, and it did show it off quite well.
Because the one thing about the taxidermist is it was like the demo that was first shown when people could play it. So I think at, what was it called? The Eurogamer. Was it Eurogamer?
I don't know, whatever thing they had
it playable. Things they had it playable at. But, so one thing I thought was, I'm not sure if that is the normal Madison voice. She sounded different. They also used Scott Shelby's voice as another character, which I thought was okay, because it was weird. But then, of course, then I heard Scott's voice as this character, and it was kind of confusing in a way. I thought it was a little, kind of a little bad, because it's a prequel. There are different ways for it to end, of course. Some bad endings, some good endings. And of course, if you do the bad ending, it doesn't make that much sense, because if you got the bad ending in that, then she shouldn't kind of be in the game.
Yeah.
Which then is like a huge continuity error. Unless, of course, it'd be nice if it could take you safe game from the DLC, and then she wouldn't exist in the first game. But that's not going to happen.
Well, I know what would be really nice, because obviously they're doing more of these chronicles, because when you load into the download content, it moves into the chronicle, Heavy Rain Chronicles section, and it lets you pick one. If they're going to do a lot of these, maybe for all of the characters, what would be really nice is if they had a way to maybe cut parts of Heavy Rain game out, if all of them were prequels, or say side things, that if you completed each one and said, right, that's my ending for that one, that's my ending for Chronicle 2, that's my ending for Chronicle 3. And then when you play Heavy Rain, it comes up and says, right, you have completed these games. Do you want to use these endings to change the story?
Mm.
And, you know, if, say, you did something and she couldn't be in it anymore, she would never be mentioned in the story, and none of the bits that she's in would ever be shown. And if someone had done something else, meaning they'd something else had changed in the story, that would happen as well. And if they thought in advance to know each one of the endings for the Chronicles would automatically set the game in a position that can be put in normally playing it, but you don't get a choice. It's already like that because of something happening. I thought, you know, that would make it a bit more interesting, but I'm kind of looking forward to the other ones whenever they come out.
The only thing that I thought was a bit weird is that at the end it tells you what ending you got. And there's like a kind of a checklist. It tells you only the titles of what the endings are, but it then lets you understand what the endings you could have gotten are, and then you can get them all. I didn't get any reward for doing all the endings in the end, which I thought was a bit weird, but it was quite nice to add that replayability to the game itself. The only thing that I have to say, which I'm a bit kind of finicky about, both me and Paul mentioned it when we were talking about it.
Yeah, where's
I
my StarCraft 2 bit?
No. Is the fact that, okay, so the game's a 15 rated game. And the DLC, if you bought the special edition, comes in the pack and then has a 15 rating on it. Unless it's got an 18, I don't know, because I didn't see an age rating anywhere when I downloaded it.
The DLC is
extremely violent. It shows, like, gruesome kind of stuff. I guess that's what you could call it. I'm not sure on what the term would be. Either way, like, not pleasant. Not the kind of stuff you'd see in a 15 film, for example. You'd see in an 18 film. And, like, the stuff that you can do in it as well are quite violent. And I would not put that a 15 certificate.
Mm.
And I'm a bit confused to why they gave it a 15.
Talking about downloadable content, what did you think for the way that the soundtrack was presented?
It was okay.
I thought it was an interesting way of downloading it, that you downloaded this program, you installed it, and then you pushed the... open up the program and it installs the album into your album section on the PlayStation 3, and then you can go delete that file, and then you've just got the MP3s sat on your
Or of course, I'd rather a soundtrack disc, of which course, you can rip
as in an actual
with.
CD.
Yeah, I must admit I very rarely use my CDs, so it sat on my PlayStation 3 and I went and got my PSP Go, plugged it in and copied all the files across, and I was listening to it at work. But yeah, I thought it was quite cool. I'll probably rip them up onto my PC and show them on my iPod. But
well, yeah, because what I'd normally do is if I got it on a CD, I'd then put it onto server, and then put it on wherever
music
I want.
Goes on the server, and then you just take it off whatever.
Yeah. So.
Well, you should be able to shove a memory stick into your PS3 and copy the files across.
Yeah, I have to do that at some point.
But it's still annoying.
It's nice as well also to have a CD with a label.
Just give us a compact disc, because then we have the best quality sound.
Yes, that's
excluding
true.
Excluding the Super Audio CD and DVD.
I don't even know what kind of bitrate that is.
Or format it's in. We want the original score.
Yeah.
In the maximum quality possible.
Still cool.
You know, as somebody who wanted DVD audio to take off, I'm so irritated by the fact people put up with music with a tenth of the information that even a compact disc has. You know, if you could, you know, just buy a compact disc and rip it. You can rip it losslessly, or if you don't have much space on a portable player, you can transcode it to something lower for that.
Okay, but yeah, so I'd give the DLC a 4.
Bit short, but quite good.
Bit short, good. Should have had a different rating.
All right, that's it for the reviews this week.
Yes.
Yeah, I got no more to say. Although I do like, I've just locked onto our webpage and I do like the About Us bit.
Yeah, I'm glad you agree.
It's going to
very cool.
It's going to actually have different text on it when I actually think of something to write. I just put something on there to do stuff.
Yeah, I intend, I have to write.
Do you like that I linked to your PSN and all that stuff?
Yeah, no, that's cool. Portal Forums ID, PSN ID.
Is that your actual PSN? Because Paul was a bit confused because he couldn't find any trophies. Was that that? Or was that the Steam?
Yes. No, the PSN, that is that, and it should have trophies.
Yeah, it just didn't have trophies for Heavy Rain.
Oh, okay, on the website, yeah. Maybe you haven't synced up.
Yeah, I need to resync back up again because of the issues with the PlayStation going down, which was silly.
Okay, so that's that for this week.
Yep. We'll be back next week.
Yes, with new, fun, and exciting news for all.
Yes.
And Adam going crazy about Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah, and I'll be mildly
amused,
content, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, let's hope it's not rubbish like all the reviews have said it is.
Yes. So, yeah, we'll see you all next week.
Damn, I should have said that in the news. I should have said how Final Fantasy had released crap reviews. Damn.
Anyways, that's the end of the show now, so we'll see you all next week.
Yep, feedback at GamerCast.net, subscribe on iTunes, leave us reviews in iTunes, send us to GamerCast.net, blah, blah, blah.
Twitter.com/GamerCast.
Twitter.com/GamerCast, YouTube.com/GamerCast.net.
YouTube.com/user/GamerCast.net.
No, the other one will work. It will just take us to the
channel. Okay. Cool, see ya.
See you guys next week.
Bye.